Earl Stewart on Cars. Heard Tuesday from 4 till 6 p.m. And here's Earl Stewart's automotive tip of the day on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches.
Good morning, everybody. This is Earl. That's Earl Stewart of Earl Stewart on Cars. I'll bet that sounds familiar, certainly if you're a regular listener to 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches, because we're on every Tuesday, 4 to 6 in the afternoon. The show all about cars, how to buy, lease, repair, maintain, how not to get ripped off by your car dealer. And every weekday, I do what you're listening to right now. It's called the Tip of the Day, Automotive Tip of the Day. I've been in the business for almost 50 years, and I've learned a lot over those 50 years. I'd like to share some of that experience with you to make your life easier when you're trying to buy or lease a car, maybe when you're trying to have it maintained or repaired. Let's talk about leasing. Leasing is pushed, let's put it that way. The manufacturers love to lease cars, and the car dealers love to lease cars. Why? Because it's more profitable. Now, there are also advantages to leasing to you, so you have to be especially careful. If you want to buy a car and you've done your homework and you think it's the best alternative, then stick to your guns. If you are going to lease a car, be very careful because leasing is complicated. Leasing is something that is difficult to understand entirely. There's a lot of variables. There are a lot of extra charges that you don't know about. Do your research. Be very careful. Competitive shopping compare if you're going to lease. It's far more likely that the dealer will make a larger profit when he leases you a car than when you buy it from him. But if you do your homework and you're careful, you can make a good deal on a lease or a buy. That's my tip of the day. I'll be back every day right about this time. Another tip for you, and have a great day. Goodbye.